It's certainly a desire of prayers tonight. Thank God for another opportunity to be here.
Yeah.
We just kind of bask in His glory sometimes, just, you know, thinking about the days that we have and just how truly grateful we are. Or I'm sure everybody feels the same. I'm just truly grateful that He cared enough to save me one day.
Amen.
And that's just the simple fact of it, that without Him, I wouldn't be anything, wouldn't amount to anything, and all in all, I'd end up in hell. So, yeah. You know, God's just good, and I just love Him today. Turn with me, if you would, to the book of Psalms, 23rd chapter. This is probably the most familiar scripture to any Christian. But this is where we feel like God wants us to read from today. So when you find it, if you would stand for the reading and the reverence of God's Word. Psalms 23, verse number 1, begins to read like this. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures.
Amen.
He leadeth me beside the still waters.
Amen.
He restoreth my soul.
Amen.
He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil.
Amen.
Thou art with me. Thy rod and staff, they comfort
me.
Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oils. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Amen.
And we thank you for standing with us and reading along with us. But I look at this verse of scripture here, and I already told you, and I'm sure you already knew this before I even said that, this is one of the most familiar scriptures in the Bible, and it's probably one of the best. You know, it's kind of like our call to arms, if you will. As you know, everybody knows Psalm 23, and everybody can probably quote it word for word if they've heard it any length of time. But, you know, it really is just a precious chapter in the Bible. It's one of the most precious in the Bible. And I grow strength from it every time I read it, and I thank God for it. But I thought about how these verses of scriptures here, about how it talks about how the Lord is a shepherd. Now I shall not want. But I thought about that we're going to touch on the whole verse there, the whole scripture there, the whole chapter. But the Bible there says in the first word, the word "want" there actually means before it was translated in English, it means "I will not lack." And I began to think about how if God, He's our shepherd, and you know, He's our protector, and He's the one that provides for us and all that stuff. But I thought about how I just began to think about us not being able to lack because of knowing God, and not being able to want for anything because of knowing God. Because if you look at it like this, God prepares everything for us. He does everything for us. There's nothing that He won't do for us. But I began to think about how in this verse of scripture here, it really just shows you how perfect God's love is for you and I, and the fact that it said that the Lord is my shepherd. Now, we know that this was David, if I'm not mistaken, and we all know that David, the Bible says that David was a man after God's own heart. But I believe that we could be people after God's own heart. If you look at it like this, and if we're right in the center of God's will where we need to be, there's no doubt why we wouldn't be ones that God could say that He's after my own heart. But I began to think about how the times in my life where I've needed a shepherd, or I've needed somebody to guide me, or I've needed somebody to show me the way, because I didn't know up from down, I didn't know left from right, I didn't know frontwards from backwards, because the world had just beaten me down, the world had taken my taken my feet out from under me, and there I was sitting on the ground, on my back on the ground looking up. Oh, but that's the good thing about being on your back sometimes. When the world tries to knock our feet out from underneath of us, and the world tries to tear us apart, sometimes that's what it takes for us to look up to the one. Doesn't the Bible say in another part of Psalms that I lift my eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help? I may have messed that scripture up, but that's okay.
But I began to think about how if we lift our eyes up on the Bible, we already quoted that other scripture. But if we're looking up, there's no reason for us to look to the left or to the right here, or to the left here, or to look back. But if we're looking forwards, because if you're looking up, you're looking forwards, and you're looking towards a destination. I began to think about the world and our world today, how they kind of are walking around without a purpose and without a plan. Oh, they hope that they get to heaven. Oh, they think they'll get to heaven. They may hold on to something. That the preacher gave them a card and told them to repeat it in their heart, or to repeat it after him, or whatever it may have been. But that's just how crafty the devil is. That's how he works, Brother James. He's leading people to hell every day because they don't have a shepherd. The Bible said that his sheep, sheep know their shepherd's voice. And he said, my sheep, they know my voice, and they'll not obey another, or something like that. But I want you to realize something today. The world doesn't have a shepherd. The world doesn't have somebody that loves them enough to guide them through life. The world doesn't have someone that cares enough to care for them every single day. They have somebody who cares nothing about them. So much so that he'll sit right next to them in a church pew and lie to them and tell them that God doesn't care and tell them that God won't hear them. And personally, me, what he told me was that the church would hate me because I had already told him I was saved. But I want you to understand something. That's not somebody you want to trust. I'm just following God today. That's not somebody you want to trust. If you're trusting in that, turn from it and listen to God today. Because the devil, he'll do nothing but lead you astray and lead you down a wrong path. And when he's got what he needed out of you, he'll drop you like 100 pounds, and he'll leave you, and you'll be desolate, and you'll be barren, and you'll have nothing. But thanks be to God, the Lord is my shepherd, and I don't need anything. But if you're here today, and you're in need of somebody to guide your life, look towards heaven. That's why he said, I looked my eyes into the hills. Aren't you glad today that when you lift your eyes, you'll find God today? Hey, because I'm just a worm. I'm a nobody. I'm a nothing. So in all reality, all I would be able to do was look up. But I want you to understand something today. God loves you so much that he's choosing to come be in this service so that you can understand that you've got somebody that wants to lead your life. I don't know who this is going to, and that's okay. It's not for me to know anyway. But I want you to understand something today. The difference between the Lord, or the Trinity as it was called today, the Father, Son, the Holy Ghost, the difference between them and the devil and his hordes of angels that are in hell right now is that God is full of love and Satan's full of hate. And he doesn't want any good for you, and he never will. Also, I want you to understand something today. If you feel like your life is kind of going every which way, and you have no guidance, and you have no purpose, and you feel like there's nothing for you to do, hey, you're here and you're saved. I can feel that. But for the ones that are here and are lost, you need to get saved before God can ever. I'll say it like this. He begins to lead when he pulls at your heart, and he'll lead you to an altar. But after he gets you there, and you cry, and you beg, and you plead, and you ask him for forgiveness, he'll begin to lead you through everything in your life. And the Bible said that he led me here in Psalm. It said that he led me beside still water. He led me to lay down in green pasture. Yeah. He led me. Oh, I was in the middle of my enemies and he was there. I was in the valley of the shadows and he was there. Oh, and even I believe what it's trying to say there is that in any part of your life, yeah, if God is your shepherd, yeah, you won't have to look for him. Because all you have to do is look up and find him. God in your path today. Hey. Oh, but I want you to understand something today. If you feel like your life is going out of control and you feel like your life is going in shambles and you feel like you have no direction, call on God like you did when you called him to save your soul. And he'll... Hey, he never left. He just waited for you to ask for guidance again. Hey, you know what the good thing about the shepherd is for sheep? Is that the sheep, they don't have enough knowledge to know where the shepherd's taking them. Oh, but they have enough trust in the shepherd because they know that the shepherd is their source of food. He's the source of water, and he gives them rest when they need it, and he gives them hope, and he gives them joy, and he... Oh my goodness, he protects them from the wiles of the animals that would try to get them if they didn't have a shepherd. Oh, but I want you to understand something today. If you have that feeling in your life, you already called upon him once. Just call on him again, and he'll be right there. I don't know. I don't know who needed that. Oh, but I'm glad God said it because I needed that. I want you to know something today. Oh, that a shepherd wouldn't be worth his weight, Brother Mike, if you couldn't lead sheep. Because they naturally follow. If a shepherd couldn't lead sheep, Julia, what could would he be? He wouldn't be any good. Because it's their nature to follow. If they don't have a shepherd, they'll follow the one that's in front. That's just their nature. Oh, but thanks be to God, I'm not following some other sheep. I'm not following some other lamb. I'm not following some ram somewhere. I'm not following anybody other than the shepherd today. And thanks be to God, if we follow the shepherd, we'll never go astray today. Hey, I want you to understand. The Bible talks about Christian or Christians or God's people. It likens them to sheep all the time. Oh, but I want you to understand something today. I believe it's very fitting for them to call us sheep because they're not necessarily a dumb animal. They're not really. Oh, but they have a natural instinct to just follow. Oh, but I'll tell you something today. Oh, when I was lost, I followed the world. Oh, when I was lost, I followed my friends. When I was lost, I followed what trend there was. I would have my mom. I don't know why we're going this way, but I love God. I would have my mom buy whatever clothes were in style so I'd fit in. I would have my mom buy the coolest backpack. I would try to dress like my brother did. I love him to death. I still look up to him. He's my best friend. All my siblings are. Oh, but I would look at my brother and I would think, man, I want to be like that. Oh, but thanks be to God above. Oh, when you have a God, when you have God in your heart, you ain't gotta follow no trend. You ain't gotta follow nobody else. God will lead you in the path that's... Oh my goodness. Doesn't the Bible say to seek out the old path? Aren't you glad today that just because it's an old path doesn't mean it's out of date? Doesn't mean it's out of style? It doesn't mean that it's not worth trotting? Oh my goodness, the old paths are the ones that mean something. The old paths are what God is trying to lead us down. Because if we try to go the way of the world, God can't be a part of it today. I love the Lord, but you know how many times, and I'm trying, we're working our way into the heart of the message. Oh, but how many times have we as church members or me, or we as God's children up in that sheep that looked the other way? I should have been looking at the shepherd and should have been going forward. Oh, but just happened. Did something catch its eye? And they, in their little sheep mind, begin to wonder, well, I wonder what that is. And they begin to walk towards it. I want you to understand something today. Oh, we're all in the same boat, church. Ain't none of us better than the other one. Oh, we all falter. We all fail. And it's not a shame to be in the shape that you're in. Oh, but it's a shame to stay out of the will of God. Let's get, hey, I'm going to spread this to everybody today. Let's all move forward. Let's all look up. And let's all get as closely, tightly knit in our fold as we can, so that God can lead us in the ways that are perfect today. Doesn't the Bible say that there's a way, or that it's narrow and few there be that find it? Oh, but thanks be to God, that's the path my Lord is leading me down. Because it leads to glory, it leads to my rest, and it leads to my home. And thanks be to God, I'm following my shepherd every day. I've been that sheep out. I've been that sheep that's kind of, a sheep will just keep going. They won't think about turning back. They won't think about turning around. They won't look around and be like, man, I wonder where my flock is. I wonder where that shepherd's at. They'll just keep going, Stephen. Oh, and they'll get themselves in so much trouble. Oh, but thanks be to God, that shepherd cares so much about the fold that he has. Oh, they're his investment. He bought them. He paid for them. And he keeps them every day. He loves them. So he notices when one is gone. I'm almost sure that when they would get up every morning, they probably did a head count. Aren't you glad today that God knows where we're all at in life, and he knows when we need help today? I need help. I need to get, I need to get closer to God. I need to get tighter in the fold. I need to get my mindset. I need to get my eyes going. Sometimes I wish God would just do me a big favor and put blinders on me so that I could be like a horse. Horses are stubborn. Oh, and that's kind of like you and I. We may be sheep, spiritually speaking. Oh, but we're stubborn. Our flesh is stubborn. Oh, but I want you to realize something today. God has all power, and God knows what we need. Oh, and if, there's times that he's got to put blinders on me because he knows my heart. Oh, but I want you to understand something today. He loves you so much that he's willing to come after you when you walk away. How many times have you been there? Probably too many to number on my end. Oh, but I want you to understand something today. If God will allow my mind to kind of just narrow in and kind of just go out. Here I thought about, we already know that it said that I shall not want, I won't lack for anything. Oh, but he said he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. And I began to think about that there. And we all know that there's different kinds of grass. I began to think about how perfect the shepherd is, that he even knows what kind of grass to let his sheep lay down in. He even knows, he can look at the grass. I read this, I know this for sure. They know what grass is good, and they know what grass is bad, whether that be for eating purposes or for resting purposes. When they camp out or when they take a rest, he'll pick a perfect spot of grass there that's soft for the sheep, so that the sheep don't get weary, and that the sheep don't have an uncomfortable rest. Aren't you glad today that we have a God that loves us so much that he even knows when it's a good spot for you and me to take a rest? The Bible said, the Bible said, it says it's a pasture of tender green grass. grass. That means there ain't no dead grass there. There's plenty of grass to pasture on. There's plenty of food. There's plenty of places to lay down. And it's not going to beat you to death when you lay down and take a rest. I don't know if you've ever laid down on dead grass before, but it hurts. Oh, thanks be to God that I've never been on my journey with him. And he's put me in somewhere that's going to hurt me. Aren't you glad today that he cares so much that he... Hey, man, they perfectly choose where they need to stop on the journey that they have with their sheep. They know when to rest. They know what pastures are good. Oh, and here the sheep are. Oh, as gentle as could be. Oh, and as unknowing as could be. And they don't even realize the choices that the shepherd is making for their betterment today. Man, if we understood half the decisions that God made for us and didn't have to consult us about, man, I'm so glad that God knows everything about me, and he knows that I worry too much, and he knows that I care too much what people think, and he knows that I sometimes get a little high-minded, shame on me. And I get a little stiff-necked, shame on me. Oh, but thanks be to God above. He loves me enough that even though sometimes I try to buck up and I try to do, or I don't try to do it, it's just our nature. Oh, but when we buck up and when we go against him, he loves us enough to continue to lead today. Man, thank God. Hey, not only does he choose where you need to rest or where you get to lay down so that it's not hard on you, but he leads you, and the Bible says he leads you behind, beside still water. I don't know if you've ever tried to drink water that's rustled up, or maybe I tried to get a lick of water from something that somebody just jumped in or something, or that it's moving around real hard. It's hard to drink. Oh, and the shepherd knows that. Oh, and I don't know if you know this about sheep or not, but they physically cannot figure out how to drink out of water that's not still as could be. They'll never be able to drink. They'll never comprehend it. Oh, and thanks be to God above. Oh, that when we're thirsty, when we're dry, when it feels like we're famished, and it feels like we're going to fall, God leads us beside still water, and we get refreshed, and we get restored. Oh, and thanks be to God, he's never going to let us take a drink of something that's not going to be our benefit today. The shepherd knows that. The shepherd knows that a sheep can't do that. Oh, but the sheep ain't got no idea. Oh, but thanks be to God. Oh, the shepherd has our best interest in it. If it was up to us, we'd be out going on our own way, and we'd be trying to drink a water that we'd never get refreshed from. Oh, but I want you to understand something today. I thank God so much so that even though there's times in our life where we're walking through our valley, and there's things in our world that seem like they're just weighing down on us, and that there's nothing we can do about it. Oh, thanks be to God. Even in the hardest times in our life, God is still there. I want you to understand something today. That verse of scripture there, it says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Oh, but I want to look at it like this. Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadows, oh, aren't you glad today that every valley you walk through, God is going to lead. It don't matter how dark, it don't matter how long, it don't matter how dried up it is. If you follow the shepherd, you'll always make it to your mountain today. Everybody knows that the valley is between two mountaintops. That's just geographic. That's just how the world is. Oh, but there's every mountaintop starts into a new valley. I love mountaintop living. Oh, but we got to come down sometimes. Oh, but even while we're in our valleys, God can still lead. Oh, I'm gonna come to a close here soon. But I began to think about how it talked about there.
and he prepared a table for me in the presence of mine enemies. You know what that means? That you can sit down and relax even when the devil is trying his hardest. Even when the devil's doing everything he can to turn you aside or to break you down or to break your spirit, all you got to do is realize that you're eating from the king's table. Realize that you're eating good stuff. Realize that you're not eating the garbage of the world that the world tries to shove down our neck. Aren't you glad today that when we have our enemies camped about us, we yell that God will always prepare us a table. He'll prepare us somewhere to sit down. He'll prepare us somewhere that we can fill up and we can rejuvenate and we can get refilled. And I know it already said there prior that we get restored. Aren't you glad today that when you get restored and when you get refilled, you can go on no matter what's in your life. You can get through it because the shepherd is leading you today. Lastly, it said there, he said, my cup runneth over. That's self-explanatory. Chris, you know what that means? As long as our cup's turned over, God's going to fill it. Didn't say, well, sometimes it's dry, or it might be half full, quarter full. My cup runneth over. That's speaking in present tense, present terms. As long as it's turned over, it's going to run. Aren't you glad of that today? No matter what you have in your life. Brother James, why don't you come get a song? Mama Jana, if our cup's turned up, he's going to fill it. Amen. You know how many times I've walked through those doors with my cup still turned over inside of its saucer there? And all it did was hit the bottom and just spill over the sides, empty on the inside, because I wasn't willing to turn my cup over. That's not God's fault. So surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Friends, someday we're going home. Goodness and mercy. Mercy in that tense and the way it's used in that verse there means loving kindness. So, goodness and love and kindness from God will always be with me. The Bible says that he knows what plans he had for us, and plans for good, not of evil and things like that, or not of hate, or can't quite remember. Nevertheless, good plans. Nothing that's detrimental to us, our spiritual health, mental health, nothing. Physical health. He's in control of everything. Why don't we stand? Love, mercy, goodness, kindness, they'll always be with me because of the shepherd. He said, I'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Calling thee a prayer. Someday we're going home. After we walk through that last valley, the valley of the shadow of death, as it says. After we walk through there, the Bible, it says that he'll lead us over. It said that he would have us even unto death. Into the end of the world. What are we going to do with it today? Is he leading every part of your life? Or have you taken a step back? We don't have room to look back. We don't have room. We don't have time. God means business. We got to get in a spot to where God can use us in every way, shape, and form. I need to get there. We all need to get there. But if we let Him lead us in every way possible, we won't go wrong. Some praying. If you need to come pray about anything, you can do so. Dragon chains of doubt and loaded down. shepherd loves his sheep tonight. God loves us tonight. He doesn't want to see us hurt. He doesn't want to see us in pain. He doesn't want to see us distraught. Because he's got everything we need. Anything you need, he's got it. We just got to partake in it. Leader, he wants to be your shepherd, he wants to be your everything, because that's what he'll be when you get saved. You'll wonder why, you'll wonder how you made it through the time that you did without him. I wonder it all the time. But while you're saved and while you're walking through life and you go through your life, he'll still lead you through every part of it. He's faithful concerning his promises. And he promised he'd always keep us. I don't know what else to do. I hope and pray that everybody's in the shape that they need to be in with the Lord. I hope and pray that you're as close to him as you can be. But that's kind of one of those catch-22 double-sided things there. We can always have room to move up. We should always aspire to be as close as possible, Lord. But I'm glad I got a shepherd. And I'm glad I got somebody that cares about me, so much so that attested that he'll lead me through everything in my life. Does anyone have a testimony, prayer request, anything on your heart? Song, don't take it home with you, please.
Can you remember Brother Victor?
Yes, yeah. Yeah, he's not feeling real good today. Remember him? Remember Mary, Josh, remember all the ones that are here, or that aren't here, that were sick and shut in today. Couldn't make it. Anyone else? No? Okay. Well, let's see. It's March, so there's nothing left in March. First thing coming up in April is the communion service. And that's on the 13th. That's a Saturday. It's at 7 p.m. There'll be the communion and the foot washing as usual. But and then after that, the 21st is Easter Sunday. So we'll be having our sunrise service. And they'll have an Easter egg. The youth will put on an Easter egg hunt for the kids and things like that. And then shortly after that, we'll come into May, which is Mother's Day. And all these things are... All these things are set in stone as far as we understand, but we could not have tomorrow's. Julie, did you have something to add?
Our dog program is April 6th.
Always forget. Yeah, April 6th. It's on Facebook. I know my mom, I know she put it on Facebook, and the flyers are out. But don't forget about that, April 6th. It's a 2 p.m. service. Church service, and then however long that takes, you know, when God's done with that, that's when we'll do the dodgeball tournament. And I believe, as far as I know, I haven't gotten any no's from anybody, so we sent flyers out to all the sister churches that we hadn't addressed to, so and I believe the bloggers and some people from their church are planning to be down here, so be in prayer for that. Well, the dodgeball will be fun, but we need to worry about the service. So hopefully somebody's there that's lost that can find peace in God. Anything else?
And that's it. You'll bring a dish if you come back. See, there's a dinner after that.
Yeah. Anything else? No? Okay. Well, it's our Wednesday night service. So we'll end the service with our prayer over the basket. No doubt there's things in here that have been answered, but there's things in here that haven't been answered yet. So we should still pray over it. But if there's nothing that anybody else has, we'll just close in prayer. Okay? So let's gather in.
Thank you.
We'll say your liberty to go.